thing that would make it even easier is you could have the boards printed up by PCB way. So all you have to do is solder it to the board. It's already the layout and everything and solder connections, you know, and the trace lines that already be built into the board. So you got to just drop it in the solder, which would make it a more friendly DIY project for the club.
That would be great. Yeah, that's the best way to do it. So, yeah, if you want to check into that and kind of give an idea of the cost, what it would be if you have the boards made up for the design and have the boards made and printed and the parts and that, get an idea of that, let Mike know, and then we can go from there. Yeah, that'd be something I'm interested in. I know I was looking at, I built one for myself. It was 3D printed case. And a four-way power pole splitter, so it's one going in, four outlets going out. It's got a fuse in it, so it's a fuse contact. So to build one of those, I'd print out the 3D parts on it, the case itself, but then people would have to supply either that or I'd have to buy it back, because each one of them has five pairs of power poles and a couple other spade connectors and a fuse, and then you've got wire in there, so I'd have to figure out what the entire kit would be and see if anybody's interested again before we start putting together parts. A lot of people have already got power poles, so they could just bring their own on, and wire. I can get a, you know, a couple of spools of the wire that's needed in it and that. So, yeah, any project that you have that's, you know, kind of in the 20 bucks and under range type of thing that can be made in a couple hours on an afternoon, that would be great.